name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome you to the Chapel of Divine Mercy right now. It's 3 p.m., which is the Mercy Hour. It's the hour in which, on Friday, we call to mind what happened on Calvary, the Good Friday, which our Lord was nailed to the cross, hung on the cross for about 3 hours, shed his precious blood for the salvation of the whole world, but also for each and every one of us individually. So we'd like to, in this moment, ask special graces for you and for the whole world. My intention would be, I'd like to pray that all of us would be more and more aware of the presence of the guardian angels in our daily lives. Eric, do you have an intention?
My intention, Father, would be just in thanksgiving for all of the angels and especially our guardian angels today on their memorial, and that the guardian angels of all of our family members that are either away from the church or suffering from a lack of faith, that the guardian angels will help them come back to the faith.
Lynette, do you have an intention today?
No, yes, Father. I think because of the trouble in our nation, it would be good if we could all pray to the angel of our nation and all the nations of the world, and beg for peace in the country.
Wonderful. Mary, do you have an intention today?
Yes. Just thanksgiving for our guardian angels, and that we will let them give us light to bring light to others in the right way so that they can hear it.
Spend about 20 seconds in silence. You can formulate your own intentions.
Continue your mission.
Chapel of Divine Mercy. In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father, and Mother, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell the third day, rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, Father Almighty, from there he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you
the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, atone for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole
world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole
world. Eternal Father, I offer you
the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and atonement for our sins.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
Eternal Father,
I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
Sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
The sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The eternal Father,
I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
Eternal Father,
I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole.
Holy God, Holy Mother, Holy Mother, have mercy on us and the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mother, Holy Lord, have mercy on us now. Holy God, Holy Lord, Holy Lord,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you.
The virtue of obedience, a Q&A. From St. Faustina's diary. The virtue of obedience goes further than the vow. It embraces the rules, the regulations, and even the counsels of the superiors. Is the virtue of obedience indispensable for a religious? The virtue of obedience is so indispensable to a religious that even if he were to perform good actions contrary to obedience, these would be evil and without merit.
I'd like to make an application to our family life. Not that there exists perfection in this world, but in my family, and we're nine, like you, a big family, my mom and dad didn't have too many rules, but they did have two rules. And the rules were, the first is that we can't tell lies. And if we could tell lies, then we really can't trust anyone. You're telling lies, and we're kind of second guessing of this true or false, and you're always uncertain. And the second was they really insisted as parents that the children obey those two rules, the truth and obedience. And not to say that we were perfect in those categories, but I think that we observed it pretty well, no? Because if that is observed well, you've got truth, and with obedience, you know, you've got order. Otherwise, there's anarchy. And we live in a world today where children and teenagers don't want to obey their parents. I struggle with that. I think if I were a parent, I mean, I'm not, and I never will be, but I just can't imagine myself putting up with children that are always disobeying. Maybe I'm different than the live stream family, but I told the young people the other day, the examination of conscience, have you ever heard the voice of God? Oh, no, Father. Get out of bed. You got to get ready for school. That's the voice of God. Take the trash out right now. That's the voice of God. Time to have dinner now. Turn off the phone. Sit down. Let's start to have, let's pray and let's have the meal. That's the voice of God. Clean the bathroom. That's the voice of God. Stop fighting with your brother. That's the voice of God. Hey, that's the voice of God. So I'm kind of a stickler in obedience. I have a vow, but maybe being a son of a soldier, my dad was in the war, my grandfather was in the war, my brother was a soldier, my nephew was a helicopter commandant in Afghanistan. You can't be a soldier if you don't obey. It just doesn't work. But if we're soldiers for Christ, shouldn't we obey? So let's pray that the children, parents will teach their parents to obey. Jesus was obedient even to death, death on the cross, right? The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
In the session of St. Faustine and our guardian angels, may God bless all of you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.